share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A petition calling for the resignation of Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, or his real name Muhyiddin bin Mohd Yassin as Prime Minister, has caught Malaysians' attention yesterday as it garnered more than 30,000 signatures within 24 hours. As of the time of writing, the Change.org petition titled, Petisyen Mendesak Yab Tan Sri Muhyiddin Letak Jawatan Perdana Menteri, or Petition Urging for Yab Tan Sri Muhyiddin to Resign as Prime Minister, has garnered a total of 30,696 signatures. However, despite the over 30,000 signatures making the petition one of the top signed on Change.org, it is still far off from its target of garnering a total of 1 million signatures. Written in Bahasa Malaysia, the creator of the Change.org petition said that it was made due to the current situation faced by the Malaysian rakyat, and as an initiative to force Muhyiddin Yassin to take responsibility for the alleged failures of his administration and resign from his position as Prime Minister. Furthermore, the petition also claimed that Muhyiddin is no longer capable to lead the Perikatan Nasional, PN, government due to an alleged 10 factual reasons as per below. The Prime Minister has completely failed to adhere to the request of His Majesty Yang Di Pertuanagong to reopen Parliament and debate on the various emergency ordinances and the National Recovery Plan. Muhyiddin has failed to synchronize the actions and decisions of his cabinet ministers to be more uniformed and not make any contradicting decisions that negatively affect the other. Muhyiddin has proven to propagate false news by stating that Malaysians will be allowed cross-state travel to those that are fully vaccinated. The Prime Minister has failed to study and execute a systematic and whole-of-society aid to the rakyat, especially for the M40 and T20 categories, which has been neglected throughout the Movement Control Order, MCO, and total lockdown. Muhyiddin has no capabilities to ensure the nation's economy to be in the right track after many foreign investors prefer to invest in our neighboring countries instead. Muhyiddin has made Malaysia the laughing stock of the world after our country has been made the joke of foreign countries. Muhyiddin has wasted public funds by appointing a bloated cabinet with many ministers not contributing at all towards the benefit of the nation. Up to this day, the legitimacy of Muhyiddin as Prime Minister has yet to be proven in Parliament due to his actions of suspending the legislative body without any valid reason. Muhyiddin has seriously injured the federal constitution after backdating the revocation of 6 emergency ordinances in Parliament and not being transparent about the matter in the Dewan Rakyat. The Muhyiddin administration has sold many national assets and made many domestic loans as early as January until May this year worth approximately RM 130.03 billion without any valid reasons for both. Furthermore, there is a lack of transparency with questions raised as to where these funds have been spent as it was never approved or debated in Parliament. What do you guys think of the petition and its claim regarding the alleged failures of the Prime Minister's administration? Share your thoughts with us in the comments. Also read, Hashtag Azman Letak Jawatan petition garners over 140,000 signatures within 48 hours. Source. Change.org. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.